Whitebird Cast, Ariella Glazer, Orlando Schwerd, Bryce Geyser, Gillian Anderson, Helen Mirren, Joe Stone Fewings, Patsy Ferrin, Stuart Macquarie Director, Mark Foster Rating, 2.5, 5 Runtime, 120 Mina Fairly moving tale about kindness during Nazi brutality. This film is an adaptation of a YA graphic novel, Wonder Story by R.J. Palacio. A largely period setup, this film has Helen Mirren playing a glorified cameo as the older woman who was once a young Jewish girl, Sarah, caught in the crossfires of Hitler's program in Nazi-occupied France. Grandmère, as she is now referred to, tells her poignant story to her grandson, a high schooler, Julian Albans, Bryce Geyser, who was suspended from Beecher Prep for being a bully. She is obviously trying to highlight her own survival during that dastardly period because of the kindness of a French family and their son, her schoolmate, who took great risks to keep her safe. Her grandson's eventual capitulation doesn't ring true or work up any emotion though. The narrative begins with Julian's rustication and shift to a new school before setting up the central conceit about 15-year-old Sarah's, Ariella Glazer, eventual escape after spending a year and more in hiding, beginning in the fall of 1942. Mark Foster's narrative takes the earnest, sincere and fairly interesting route to telling this story. But the development of it is a little fractured and unsatisfying. We don't really get to experience the closeness between Grandmère and Julian, her grandson, as the narrative concentrates on contrasting the grandson's school time fracas with that of Sarah's hiding and escape from Nazi brutality, when she was just a mere schoolgirl herself. This film's major fault line lies in trying to thrust Grandmère's point of view without first establishing a closeness between Sarah, now an accomplished and celebrated artist, and her grandson. Contriving an unannounced visit from Grandmère and E. Grave, Re Sarah, doesn't sit well exactly. The performances are competent enough though, primarily aimed at a target audience between the ages of 8 and 16. This adaptation of Palacio's book manages to factor in appropriate messaging, symbolism and imagery. Foster's visual sensibility may be refined but his storytelling craft doesn't feel smooth or compelling, and Matthias Koenigswieser's inviting cinematography lends a storybook quality to the telling and Mark Baumbach's screenplay stays fairly true to its novel origins. But the uneven pacing between dual timelines, contrived plot elements and obviously manipulative ending counters the effects earned from the largely gritty tone. It may well be understood that this old-fashioned call to virtue is Mark Foster's way of warning the modern world of how burgeoning fascist sentiment could derail humanity. And for that alone, this movie is worth seeing.